It is Money Talks. It is John Gibbons with Dave Powell. We have rebranded this slightly. We're still trying to work on this new format. We've got a new set for those of you watching as video. A little bit more serious for serious business finance people, I would say, Dave. But we're still going to get into basically what we've always done, really, which is looking at football finance. So mainly from a Liverpool point of view, recognising our audience, but also looking at a wider Premier League. And there's a lot going on with the Premier League at the moment. And if we've got time at the end as well, we're also going to have a little chat about our neighbours as well, Everton, because there's a lot of interesting thing going on there. But Money Talks, as Deacon Blue once sang, Dave, and the ticket prices is where I want to start, because it's interesting to me about to look at it from different perspectives. And we've done a lot at the Anfield Wrap with regard to fan voices, and we've had fan opinions on, and we've had people, you know, giving their own opinion on how it affects them, but also how it might affect others and therefore the atmosphere. But trying to look at it from the club's point of view, you know, they obviously, I was going to say, what do you think their rationale is? They put it out, they've said what their rationale is, which is it's more expensive now more than ever to put on any events, and what Liverpool do every week or so is put on events at Anfield, and it's getting more and more expensive for them to do that. And so that is why they're trying, you know, to offset that slightly by increased ticket prices. I guess what gets confusing for fans is obviously they see other revenues go up, and then also they see bigger stadiums, so they think, well, you're getting more money for, you know, more seats anyway. But obviously for the football club, they still felt the need to increase prices.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I mean, as a football fan, I mean, I'm always against price rises anyway. But from a business perspective, it's important, I think, to look some element of context about it. So the period, I mean, I think it was the first time in 7 years, was it, that Liverpool have rose season ticket prices.
It went up last year.
But is it like in terms of, I mean, last year was the first time in 7 years. So during the period kind of early 2010s to 2017-18, life was quite good for Premier League teams. Still good now for the biggest, but you had inflation was low. The broadcast revenues, now internationally broadcast revenues, we've spoken about this numerous times, will continue to go up in the next cycle, but domestically, for the most recent period, they are effectively plateauing. So we've got signs of stagnation, which, and through stagnation, you eventually get decline. So there'd be an element of concern about that now. But previously, media revenues domestically were still rising. So clubs had low inflation, more money than they'd ever had, considerably more money than they'd ever had through broadcast deals domestically and internationally. But they, so to kind of implement season ticket rises at a time when there would have been marginal gains, would have been looked on dimly. It also would have been, you know, a headache, which many felt it's not worth the reward.